Blog Talk Radio.
Diane Burrow, sitting along with Nance Werns, my co-host. Nance, are you there?
Good evening, Diane. Yep, I'm here.
Okie doke. Testing, testing. So for the next hour, and actually every third Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m., sometimes longer, depending on how good the show is, our IWFFA radio show is on Blog Talk Radio, so you can join us. And it's up on our website, the link and such. But, you know, Nance, tonight, before we begin tonight's conversation, I wanted to explain to our listeners that they can join in our conversation by clicking on our website, IWFFA.com, and there on the home page, and it's the second link from the bottom, you could see the radio show, IWFFA radio show link, and everyone should click, go to our radio page, and this page will tell our listeners the topics we will discuss prior to the show. And on tonight's show, you're going to see that we have a link to a YouTube video, and that is about the best middle school trick play ever, and that was this past weekend. There was a very special play that this middle school football team used, and I thought tonight would be pretty interesting if we had a discussion on morality, because this show, that play has had a lot of talk on a lot of sports TV shows, radio shows, and so for our listeners, if you'd like to see this play, the play that I'm referring to, you can find the link on our website, IWFFA.com, the radio link, and you can see it's ebbed onto that page. And so just below that YouTube link, you also have the link for tonight's show, and you can join us by linking onto our radio chat room. And so that'll give you directions how to get there. So, anyway, Nance, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's starting to get cold here in Kansas City, and, in fact, it is going to frost tonight. Do you ever have frost in Key West?
You know what? Not Key West. We did have a cold front. I think it was last year that it was in the 40s. So that's, you know, what is it, 30? 32 it has to reach, right, for freezing. 32 is freezing. So, no, we were 10 degrees above that, but, oh, poor baby. And in Key West, the weather is beautiful, sorry. But, you know, but then we pay the price during the summertime, we suffer the heat. So it goes both ways. Mm-hmm.
Well, it really makes me look. It really makes me look forward to February and the Key West tournament.
Oh yeah, definitely. Listen, that's a big attraction. I think the weather alone. Forget about all the teams coming to the event. Forget about the time of year, Key West, hitting the water and having some fun in the sun. Actually, it is the fun in the sun that brings them down here. It's the warmth, just what you're talking about, yeah. So pretty soon.
Hey, Diane.
You know, uh-huh.
Did you say that there was going to be a team from Africa this year?
Not Africa, India.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
incredible.
As a matter of fact, I'm sorry?
That's incredible.
You got that right. As a matter of fact, they're coming over 13 people, and we have, by the way, on our website, we have a link asking for, well, you know, India is a third world country, so it really is a trick to bring them over. Now, we sponsor them. The IWFFA will sponsor as much as we can, hotel, equipment, uniforms, training, because they've never played before, like football. We do this all the time with these international countries. We invite them to Key West to come a week before. We train them. We gear them up, you know, belts and flags, uniforms, and put them in the tournament in our beginner division. And we ask anyone out there, please, if you have any airline miles, or if you have, you know what, $5, $10, it all adds up. We have on our PayPal a link for donations. And as soon as you make the donation, we list your name. I mean, everything goes to their airline tickets. There's none of this. You know what a lot of nonprofits do? They say that, you know, for a lot of these needy causes, and then a percentage or whatever goes to the administration. First of all, people should know, Nance, you and I, we are slaves. As a matter of fact, BJ's a slave too, and we got lots of slaves working for this flag football, making it all happen. But now India's the country. As a matter of fact, and then in 2012, IWFA goes on its promotional tour to India. So that'll be exciting. Now, I wanted to ask you: did you get a chance to read our flag football news for November, Nance?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So in that flag football news, what did you think about it?
I thought it was great. I like the new feature that you have with the joke.
Yeah. Now, listen. I want to tell you something, Nance. You don't know this, but I wrote a script for tonight. Actually, I don't even have to think. All I have to do is read from my notes. And that's my first question to you. Nance, what did you think about that football joke?
I liked it.
You liked
but
it, right?
Say it out. Let's not say it on the air so people have to go out and look at the newsletter.
Wait a second. Are we going to tell them the joke? Or no, we will let them have to find out for themselves. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. They'll have to look it up themselves.
Okay, all right. So for all of you thousands of listeners out there, you're just gonna have to read the IWFA November flag football news. But now, if it just so happens you do not get it emailed to you every month, then you have to email us, and we'd be happy to send the joke to you, the whole entire newsletter, by the way. And our email address is IWFFA@IWFFA.com. That's a great email address, isn't it, Nance?
Yeah, it is. Easy to remember.
Easy to remember. And then, you know, our toll-free number, you know what that is, right?
The what?
Do you know what our toll-free phone number is?
No, I don't.
Really? Well, all right, here's another one. 888-GO-IWFFA.
That's so cool. That's easy to remember.
I tell you, they're going to keep coming the whole night, Nance. Just get ready. I'm ready for tonight, okay? So anyway,
I'm great.
listen. Tonight's show, I thought of something that I thought would be fun. We're going to do something really very special, which is we're going to call up women arbitrarily, kind of, because I've given BJ a list of women and their phone numbers. And so once I say the name, we're going to give them a phone call. Now, these women do not know we're going to call them up. And so
this is like so Ellen of you.
So Ellen?
Yeah, Ellen does this.
No, Ellen does what Diane does. but listen now. So listen, you know, it is kind of scary, though, because, you know, this is the first time we've ever done this. We're calling up women, and we don't know if they're going to be home. I'm pretty sure it's a good phone number. I'm pretty sure the list of women who I chose, I'm pretty sure. As a matter of fact, I know. All of these numbers are good numbers. And so, but, you know, they don't know that they're going to be on air. But anyway, the question we're going to ask them is this special play that happened this weekend. So do you want to describe to our listeners this particular football play that everyone's been talking about?
Yeah, it was a situation where the team that ran the play obviously was on offense, and the quarterback was conferring with his coach, it seemed like, on the sidelines. And then he stood up, and the center stood up, and the quarterback just kind of walked to the center and got the ball from him and just started walking through the defensive line. And the rest of the team just kind of got out of their stance and looked around. And once he got past the middle line or the linebackers, he took off running. And he ended up running all the way, the quarterback with the ball, all the way to the for a touchdown. He was chased by, I just think, one other defensive player. So it was a trick play, and it was somewhat controversial. You look at what some of the comments were underneath the YouTube film.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of want to hear what some of our listeners think about that.
Our own flag football players, what they think. So, Nance, what do you think about the play?
I think it's pretty slimy. I would have never have done it.
Really? Why was it slimy?
Well, because it, you know, it's not a good sportsmanship. If you can't, you know, run a good play and you know, play the game like it was meant to be played, then you know, I don't have a lot of tolerance for that. You know, it's different than what that was just not even a trick play. You know, a lot of plays are developed and designed to be deceitful or, you know, deceptive so that obviously you catch the defense off guard. And and that's pretty much, you know, the game. I mean, there's a lot of plays that are run to set up other plays and other plays that are pretty direct. And then there's some that, you know, have a trickery to them. You know,
yeah.
If you think about like a Statue of Liberty play or a flea flicker or something like that. I don't think that this play falls into any of those categories. I don't think it's good sportsmanship. I think that it's almost resigning yourself to the fact that you can't score or progress the ball down the field in a more traditional or how the game was meant to be played type of situation. And so I just think that you know, if I were coaching, I would never call a play like that. Now I have nothing against you know, reverses or, you know, like I said, a flea flicker or a Statue of Liberty play or some sort of a play like that. And some of those kind of do borderline on trickery, but what we saw there on that YouTube, I just don't think there's a spot for that in the sport.
I thought it was great. And I'm not so sure if I think it's I don't have such strong feelings, truly, but right away I thought it was great, and I'll tell you why. Because I do an awful lot of coaching, and, you know, the Scandinavian women, by the way, they learned how to play flag football by reading the rules, for the most part. I'm generalizing. And the American women learned how to play flag football by looking at the NFL teams, the tackle, okay, by watching TV. And I noticed through the years that the Scandinavians are much more knowledgeable about the rules in depth than the American women. And I can imagine myself, for my next girls' or women's practice, explaining this little scenario, this middle school play, and letting them know that it's crucial for them to understand the rules. I mean, you're going to play a much better game if you understand the rules. I mean, little things, Nance, like, you know, the referee, you know, after a play, if the ball moves, you know, the referee has to take extra time to adjust the chains, you know, whoever that chain gang is. And in our amateur league, okay, we beg a lot of people many times to hold the chains. They've never done it before. They've never watched flag football before. They're just there to watch their girlfriend or their boyfriend play. And so these people, you know, imagine this scenario. They're daydreaming or whatever. They don't realize it's the first down. They got to move the chains. And that takes time. So in the game, I tell my players, I said, until that referee aligns that chain and blows the whistle, meaning that we're ready, we're back in the game, you know, then you have your 30 seconds. And in that long interim, you know, you might buy so much extra time that the quarterback in the huddle doesn't have to worry about making a fast call. But it's just knowledge and information. So when I saw that play, and I thought it was brilliant acting, you know, on the other side, too, it's not good athleticism. It is, you could consider it trickery, but, you know, it didn't hurt anybody. You know, I think a cheap shot to the face or the knees is far worse than what they just showed this past weekend. But, you know, but I'm really not, I don't have such strong feelings. I just think as a coach, it's a wonderful tool for me to refer to for my girls and my women to watch and let them understand that knowing the game inside out is really crucial. It's going to make a better game for you. So listen now, Nance, this is the moment. I'm going to give a name for BJ, and we're going to ask one of our players. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One, two, three, four, five, six, count another time. I couldn't count up to six. Six, and then six if I count my sister, seven if I count my nephew, but everyone else is a flag football player. Let's try Allison Woods, okay? So Allison mm-hmm. Woods, she was on the top of the list. BJ's going to dial the phone number for us now. And once Allison gets on the phone, I'm going to ask her what she thinks about this mortality. This moral question about that play. Here we go. She doesn't know we're calling. I don't know. Right away, we're on radio, right, Nance? I have to.
You better.
Otherwise, we're going to talk about the
old. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Allison? Hey, Allison.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Diane here. Of IWFA. Listen, I have to tell you right off the bat, we're on the radio. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
No problem?
No problem.
Okay. Hey, wonderful. Very easy going. Okay, Allison, listen. We're doing our radio show, and we have a moral question to ask you. Did you happen to watch this weekend that trickery play, they call it, that middle high school where the QB gets the ball, he walks slowly up the field, and then he runs like a bandit? Did you see that play? Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Listen, do you think, was that a great play? Was that an unfair play? What's your feelings on it?
Well, I think that the school that they were playing against, I didn't understand why none of them moved. I mean, I don't know how they're being coached, but it's, you know, it should be, you know, you're as soon as the word said is said, you know, that as soon as the ball moves, you move. You know, it should. You know, I don't know why you know, the quarterback picked up the ball, and I know they thought that he was walking off, that there was a penalty or whatever. No, you know, when he comes to the line, he says, set, doesn't know what anyone else does. As soon as the ball moves, you move, you know. So I didn't understand, like, why the other team, you know, that they tricked them. You know, as far as, you know, doing a trick play like that, you know, yeah. I mean, a parent sent it to me, and they said, oh, you know, for the kids, you know, I'm coaching my kids flag football, why don't we do that? And the rules, we have a rule that says the ball has to be height between legs.
Between
so,
legs,
like, you can't stand sideways, you can't do things like that. So that wouldn't be a legal play. You know, we couldn't do anything like that. But clearly they could. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, as an athlete, when you're on the field, you have to be aware. And I know people are like, well, they're only in middle school. But, you know, part of being a player is you have to be aware of the situation. You have to be aware of, you know, especially in football. You know, you have to be aware of the game, you know, what you should be doing. So, you know.
That's what I was saying. That's exactly what I shared with Nance just before. She thought that it was not fair. It was sneaky. And I said I didn't feel so strong one way or the other, but I explained too that, and I coach girls, you know, too, and women, and I thought it would be a great example to share with the players how important it is to read those rules, know what you're doing on the field. So you don't think it was tricky at all? Is that right?
No, I didn't understand why, you know, like, it should be, especially by the time you get to middle school. I mean, it's funny, like, in our league here, you know, we had people who had just started playing, like, you know, women who were great athletes but really hadn't played a lot of football. And in the beginning, we were drawing them off sides by saying, you know, by changing the count, by, you know, because they'd move as soon as you say height, you know, or as soon as you said something, the third height, whatever it was, they'd move right away, and they'd be off sides. And now everyone just watches the ball. The ball moves, they move. It's a very simple concept, you know. The ball moves, I move.
I want to say something, but you know what, Allison and Nance, interject anytime you want to jump in. But I will tell you this. I had coached, they were 8 to 12 years old, and my team, we got demolished. And when that game was over, one of the girls from my team, you know, I told everybody, okay, let's get up there and give everybody a high five. One girl turned around and said, "Coach, who won?" We got demolished. I think it was something like 7 or 8 touchdowns. So I think, you know, Allison, sometimes the age group, you know, middle school, you know, there's a lot going on in their heads. Who knows what happened to that other team? But listen, this is first of all, how easy it was to get you on the phone and. This was you are our first phone call, by the way. You can download this radio show, by the way. And
yes, you were saying.
So anyway, but that's all we got for you then, Allison. Okay. I want to thank you very much for your time. Nance, you want to say anything to Allison before she goes?
Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Allison, thanks so much. All right then.
All right, you guys have a good evening. Take care.
All right, guys. Okay, bye bye. Wow, that was, Nance, that worked out perfect to a T. Listen.
I know, I was glad to be home.
That was too good to be true. All right, we're going to try another one now? Are we ready for this? Okay. All right, Lynn Lewis, she has no idea we're calling her. As a matter of fact, I have to talk to her real fast so she knows we're on the radio, otherwise she's going to talk about something else to me. BJ, can you call up Lynn Lewis, please? I don't hear a ring-a-ding-a-ding. Okay, good. Good. BJ pays for her telephone bill.
Hello?
Hey, Lynn. Diane here. IWFA. How are you?
How you doing?
But listen, we're on the radio, just so you know. So we have a question for you. This is our IWFA radio show. And Okay, good. So, Lynn, this weekend there was a middle school that did a special play. They were on air. They're on YouTube. They got, like, almost 1 million hits. Do you know which play I'm talking about where the kid...
The quarterback the ball and ran right up the middle?
Right. You've seen that play, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, first I have to tell the audience that Lynn's a lawyer, so this is going to be very interesting. Lynn, was that a good play, a bad play? Was it a sneaky play? What's your opinion about the play?
Well, it was definitely a trick, sneaky play, and it probably can be used. It has to only be used about against a defense that's either very slow or their middle linebacker or free safety was nowhere to be found because that quarterback just took the ball and ran right up the middle and nobody knew what he was doing. I thought it was not even a legal play because it looked like the center handed the ball to him instead of snapping it between his legs.
Right.
So,
well,
I mean...
Uh-huh.
I didn't know how that happened. How could you get the ball without it being a snap between your legs? And, yeah, it's a sneaky play. I mean, to me, that's, my God, you don't think you can score any other way. It's not a play I think I would use.
Okay, so you agree with Nance Warren, by the way. She thought it was a sneaky play, and so she didn't like it. So you wouldn't, you would definitely not encourage a play like that for your team.
If I have to rely on a play like that, it really means I don't have a very good team.
Well, I believe in sneaky plays. Okay.
I like sneaky plays. I just didn't like that play. It was interesting. You know, everything has to go right in order for that to work. It's not like, I mean, the quarterback is going down the field and nobody knew what to do with him. So I don't particularly like it, but, hey, it worked, right?
You know, listen, though, I want to tell you something, and to our listeners, imagine you're that quarterback, right? Imagine the team, their gut feel. You know when you're, like, in a real scary moment and you feel hot in your body and you're real nervous? Can you imagine that quarterback just when he slowly walked past that defensive line? Can you imagine?
And then,
you know, actually, when he took off like a bandit, I think there was a defender who might have been able to have tackled him. So I bet you he was running extra fast at that point. But anyway, listen, Lynn, we're on the radio now, and you were our second call, and you were perfect. I want to thank you very much because it worked out
like
a charm.
Thanks for calling me.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, and you have a good evening, okay?
Have a great show. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Nance, listen, we are two for two, man. We should be up at bat playing softball, I think.
That is great.
All right, listen, let's take a little break. I got a few more names and stuff like that. But interesting, Allison thought it was okay. Lynn thought it was sneaky, like you. So, you know, all right. I wanted to talk a little bit more. I did write a script for tonight, Nance. And it's good and it's bad because, you know, since the beginning of the show, I have gone off of the script, and I'm trying to find out where I am. But anyway, let me find my notes here, okay? Oh. Listen, also in our flag football news, Nance, did you also notice that we had our edited P-Town Ellen dance up and running?
Yes, I did notice that because it was the first thing on the page.
Do you have a Hotmail address?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, funny, because on the Hotmail email addresses, I noticed, too, I have a Hotmail, and it was not actually in the beginning of the news, but it made it somehow on that Hotmail email. But when you click on that video. First of all, I got to say special thanks to Erin from New Jersey. And that was actually Erin Lagerine. Nance, how do you say Lagerenne?
Yeah, Lagerine, I think.
Lagerine, okay. So Erin from New Jersey, Power Time. As a matter of fact, she's on Allison's team. Actually edited that piece, and I thought it was wonderful. And we should tell our viewers, there were some shots that she put to slow motion, and, oh, it was perfect. We had loose women's team from Boston who did some really nice plays. We had Rhode Island did some really great action plays. The Canadians were there, Rebels. They had great athletes. And the whole entire piece is set to some really slow music. And, you know, I have to take credit for that, and I think I messed it up a little bit because it's very slow. Now, who in the world would put a very slow music in football action shots? I mean, that's not normal, is it, Nance?
Well, I think you're being a little bit hard on it. It wasn't that slow, but, yeah, you're right. It wasn't real inspiring either. But I definitely enjoyed the clips, and they, you know, they put the dance in between, you know, some pretty fantastic plays that they ran there at P-Town. And then I liked also the clip where the referees did the dance. That was cool.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
that was
I wouldn't be so hard on the music.
Okay, all right. And, you know, actually the rhythm of the music did match the clips when she slowed it down. And also everyone who danced the Ellen dance, you know, Ellen should see all these Ellen videos that we've done for her. I know she's seen one. The one from Key West, that was a great piece. Mary Angelini edited that piece. But, I mean, this P-Town, for all of our viewers, just go to YouTube. And all you have to do, when you go to YouTube, do a search for IWFFA. As a matter of fact, you could see all of our videos. And there's really great great footage on all those pieces. So thanks, Erin. Okay, so. And what else now? Let's see. I'm going down my script here, but, you know, I'm not a professional, so it's hard. I don't have that scroll. You know these news anchors and those people who are reading off of scripts? Someone's rolling it for them. I don't have anyone rolling it for me, Nance.
Sorry.
Okay. Hey, listen, why don't we go to another phone call? What do you say?
Okay.
All right. Let's try Rita. Rita, she's like the second from the bottom of the list. Let's hear if BJ's going to give her the phone call. Yep. I'm telling you, BJ's right on tonight.
Hello?
Hey, Rita, Diane here. Listen, I have to tell you we're on radio, okay? And I have a question for you. Is that okay?
Not really, but go ahead. Why?
Okay, first of all, Rita, it's the IWFFA radio show, so it's a football question. This past weekend, there was a middle high school that did a very special play. I don't know if you saw this play on TV, on the news. Did you see this special play where the quarterback takes the ball and literally walks up down the part of the field for and then runs for a touchdown? Did you see this on TV?
No, I did not. I was traveling this weekend.
All right. Nance, you want to try to describe it to Rita? And then
It was kind of a trick play where the quarterback kind of started conferring with the coach, and at one point the center kind of stood the ball to the quarterback, and he just started walking through the defensive line, and once he got past the linebackers, he ran to the end zone for a touchdown.
Nice.
So the question, Rita, was that a fair play? This is a sport. It's a middle school game. Do you think it was a tricky play or it was fair, part of the game? It's okay. It was a good play. What do you think?
I'd say tricky.
You think
You're
it was tricky?
Kidding me.
Okay.
Why
was it tricky?
You know what? I'm not the athletic type. I really don't have a truthful opinion. I hate to say it. On the radio, but it's true.
But, you know, but you said right off the bat that you thought it was tricky. Why?
Well, because I don't think it's a clear-cut answer.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, I don't really know enough about it to really to give an opinion either way.
Okay, all right.
And be truthful about it. I'm sorry.
No, that's what we want. We want the truth. That was great. That was fine. Listen, don't worry. You know what? If you go on YouTube, you could see this. And do you get the IWSA Flag Football News email to you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you could also, no, you can't see it on
I'll
the Flag Football News. You could see it on our website. I'll tell you what, next time I see you, I'll show you this play, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and that's it. We're going to let you go, all right? Rita, listen, thanks very much. You have a nice evening, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Dan, so that was a little rough one, but you know what I should tell? I should have given everyone background on Rita. She is not an athlete. I just thought because it was a moral question, it would be interesting to have a layperson answer that question. But it was hard for her to understand, I think, the play itself because she's not athletic, you know. She doesn't, she's not a really avid flag football or football fan. So maybe we got to be a little, so you know what? You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to take off Evelyn and Brian, my niece and my sister, my nephew and my sister, because they're not that athletic either. So that's not a good choice for the question. So there's two more women who we can ask. But let's talk a little bit more, okay, Nan?
Okay.
Okay, all right. You know, also, it's a good thing that I just sent out that November Flag Football News because we got so much feedback. You know, our 20th Kelly McGillis Classic is coming up in February in Key West. And it is it's technically the title of that event is the 20th Kelly McGillis Classic International Girls and Women's Flag Football Championship and World Challenge 4 game. Do you think we should edit that title?
it's pretty descriptive, man.
It's what?
It's pretty descriptive.
Kind of like, you know what? That's period, end of the story. That's the whole newspaper story. Listen, true. I just want you to know we have a reporter in Key West. The guy's name is Ralph Morrow. He's the sports editor. He interviews me every year, so he's been interviewing me, I guess, for 20 years for the Kelly McGillis Classic. He's waiting for us to change the title because he has to use up almost all of the space, not quite, I'm being facetious, just on the title alone anyway. But you know what I wanted to tell you, Nance, was that we've got, first of all, it's the last Kelly McGillis we're having in Key West, and for a reason, and that is because the IWFFA has taken on to professionalize women's flag football, so number one, the event for myself to produce or put on is tremendous effort, and I'm focusing now with our committee, and Nance, you're on the committee, and we have about a dozen women who are really working hard to take the IWFFA to this higher level. That's one reason that it's the last time we're having this tournament in Key West. Another reason why is because we are offering it to sanction IWFFA leagues that they can host the Kelly McGillis Classic. And Kelly comes with the event. She's agreed to travel whatever city the tournament comes to every February. So, you know, for leagues who want to become sanctioned IWFFA, it's a nice, it's a lovely offer. It is our largest. You know, we had as many as 49 teams. And this is, there's no men or boys involved. It's only girls and women, and which makes it extra special. So all I wanted to say was we have many, many of the veteran teams coming back, and it's going to be really great. It's like I had no idea women flag football players were so sentimental. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. You put on a great event, though, Diana. You've touched a lot of lives during that time, so I can believe it. I think that there's going to be a great turnout, and you're going to see a lot of familiar faces, and you're going to get a lot of hugs And thank you's out of the deal.
Hugs. I don't know about hugs, but I'll take them. I'll take the hugs if they come my way. But, you know, I think, well, first of all, I have in my script here, I actually wrote, Nance, are your tackle players so sentimental?
No, not really.
Okay.
Of course, we
how
haven't been.
With all the, but how can you tell with all that protective gear on?
maybe they are, but they probably just show it in different ways.
Oh, okay. I guess they give you a nicer tackle if they're sentimental. Yeah. No,
they give you a headbutt.
Okay, but that was so anyway, though, but no, I was really touched by all these teams who are coming back, and the event is from, now the week-long event starts Super Bowl Sunday. That's Sunday, February 6th. We begin our parties. We're having women's forums. We have special guest speakers. We have trainings. Don't forget that that team from India, that group of women who've never played before, they'll be training that whole entire week. They'll be in Key West, and we have the opportunity, if the teams want to do a sunset sail with Kelly McGillis, she's going on one of the sailing boats, and you know that forward the November Flag Football News. It's all of this is in that news information, and I wish for anyone out there listening who does not get a subscription to the Flag Football News. It's free. First of all, we give it out to our players and we give it out to our fans. All you have to do is email us at iwffa@iwffa.com. So. I just wanted to mention that. That's really going to be great to see all these teams. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very excited. So, and I'm also excited for 2012 when the tournament travels to the next city. And that was the other idea behind it, Nance. It's gonna, it should travel like the Olympics, you know. Not every 4 years. It'll travel every year. But wouldn't it be nice, you think, that the, especially our international teams, you know, they've been to Key West. Maybe they'd like to go to Orlando, Tampa, Palm Beach, you know, some of the nice warm places in the United States. Where else do you think would make a nice warm tournament in February?
Las Vegas, Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, I, and, you know, we used to have an IWFA tournament in Palm Springs, and it was beautiful. But wait a second. How about there's other parts of the U.S. that's warm?
Las Vegas would be good, too.
Vegas would be really nice. Now, they have another tournament over there. I think it's a mix. They have men involved, you know. I'm not so crazy about women's flag football tournaments when the guys are involved, you know. My experience has been, well, first of all, we started the Key West tournament for women only because a lot of the women were complaining that when they competed in tournaments and men were involved, the men got the big money, or the men got the money. The women got the fields that weren't so nice. And this was years ago, of course, and it depends on what tournament you're talking about, so it doesn't fall true for every tournament that has men involved. But I think it's extra special for sure. When it's just girls and women, I think there's a special energy. The mothers come, and the daughters can see the adult female athletes as role models. I think, you know, I think we should give girls that strong message that these female athletes are very strong, powerful, and, yeah, you know, subliminal messages to our youth. And we have boys who come and watch, you know, they do the chain sometimes or they do the water. So the boys are welcome to participate in different ways, but and then we do the halftime game, so that's fun. But anyway, okay, so now let me go back to my script, Nance. Now, at any time, Nance, you can feel free to interject if you like, if you want to say anything at all.
Okay, I am.
Okay, all right. Okay, listen. You know, next month our Forward Pass magazine's coming out. And That's a great, oh, that is a huge product of production. And I got to tell you right now, right off the bat, I got to thank two very special women, George and Lewis and Pamela and Walker, who have been writing stories for this Forward Path, and they write beautiful. Ah, oh, boy. And then Rory Baldari, our graphic artist, she'll design the cover and the program itself. And we also have Lynn Lewis, as a matter of fact. That's why I called Lynn Lewis. She's doing a story for us. She's doing her, well, I don't know if I should, I should let her, it's going to be a very, very interesting story, especially for the tackle women. Nance, you definitely have to read the story that Lynn Lewis is going to write. And so it's coming out in the next, in December, that Forward Pass magazine is going to be emailed to all our players. Now, for sure, if you don't get the Flag Football News each month, and you want to have the Forward Pass magazine, just email our office at iwffa@iwffa.com. Okay. All right, Nance, you ready for that? Should we try one more person on the phone?
Yeah.
Or? All right, let's try.
Yeah, another one.
All right, let's try. Okay, BJ, if you're ready. Well, actually, there's two more. I'm not sure. Well, Michelle Brody. Let's try Michelle. She's over in San Francisco. So the time over there is 6:46. Mm-hmm. I haven't spoken to Michelle Brody. Michelle was the founder of the San Francisco Women's Flag Football League, and I don't think she had. I don't think she's involved with.
Hi, you've reached Michelle Brody's mobile phone. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Oh.
Strike one.
Swing and a miss. All right. I don't even think we're going to leave a message for her. I'll call her tomorrow and tell her it was us who called her. All right. That was the first swing and a miss. All right. We got one more phone number then. We have to, because I took my sister and my nephew off the list because they probably would not, my sister for sure, would have no idea about this play, what it even means. My sister played with us years ago when there was the Brooklyn Women's Flag Football League, and we were desperate for an eighth player, so we begged her to play. She is truly a non-athletic person. She came down to watch the game. She was smoking her cigarette, you know, on the sidelines. We had to tell her to put it out. And she was willing to be the eighth player, and sure enough, on the kickoff, the ball came right to her. I mean, she couldn't drop it if she wanted to. The way the ball just landed in her chest, it's like it was glued. It was unbelievable. And you know, we were so happy for just 1 second, because in the next second, I swear to God, she just turned around and ran the other way because the other team was coming after her. She got scared, and it was one of those plays. You know, everyone was screaming, "No, run the other way!" Run the other way. And then, to top it off, when she crossed the end zone, she was so happy because the other team was cheering for her. So I said, "No, Evelyn, that is the wrong team that's cheering for you. You just messed up the score for us." And so she didn't really understand, so I took her off the list. But okay, BJ, can we try Dion Ronda? And this is the last... this is the last person for us to call up, Nance. Nance, this is kind of fun, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You know what? Next month, I'm going to let you make the phone list, okay? All right, here we go.
What time zone is she in?
My, I was at 9:49.
Okay.
10 to 10. Is that
hey,
you've
reached
late?
Dion the Dead. Sorry we can't take your call. If you leave a message, we'll get back with you as soon as we can.
All right. We can hang up, BJ. All right. We missed that one, too. You know what? The first two was so nice, wasn't it, Nancy? It was.
Yeah, I thought we were really on to something, but then we kind of hit a dry spell.
Yeah, where we go? We went from, you know what, it started when I called up Rita. I never should have called up Rita. Okay, anyway. So listen, we have 10 minutes left for our show, Nance. I have some announcements to make. Was there anything interesting that you thought either of those women had shared with us?
Well, not exactly, Diane, but you were the one that kind of seemed intrigued with that play, and you wanted to, you know, use that for a topic tonight. What has been, and I know you've been around flag football a lot, and I know you've created a lot of plays and ran a lot of plays and saw a lot of plays. What is the one that sticks out in your mind the most, or the most tricky play that you can remember? Can you describe that for us from a flag perspective?
Okay. There is a play, and it came from San Francisco. There was, and the referees called a penalty for unfair tactics, and I never heard of that rule before in my life. This was the play. There was a timeout, and so the whole team goes towards the sideline where the coach is. They're talking, and then they go. Now, so they go from, say the ball was on the 40-yard line, okay, and the coach is on the 20 yards, okay? The team on the field would travel the 20 yards, go to the sideline, talk to the coach, and then come back, okay, time is out, make their huddle, call their play. Now, there would be one player hanging out. Now it's kind of hard for me to remember exactly how it goes, and you're going to have to help me make sense of the play, but it would appear that everybody is on the field, but there's one player left from the sideline, and she's actually on the field, but you kind of thought that she was a player on the sideline. And the ball would be snapped, and boom, no one would be ready on the defensive team for that eighth player who was just standing close to the sideline. Do you get the gist of what I'm trying to describe? Because I remember the team going, clumping together. Time was out. They set up their formation, and it worked. They were successful, but the referee called a penalty for unfair tactics. Can you imagine exact? I didn't describe it so well.
Mm-hmm. I think I understand. Yeah.
Explain it to me then, because I would like to understand.
Well, basically they have that one player over to the sidelines that the defense would kind of forget about or not realize that's part of the an eligible player. And so then, you know, obviously they're not on the bench, they're actually on the field, and then they're eligible to be in the play.
Yeah, I guess she must have, you know what, and Michelle Brody, that was her league in San Francisco. I'm going to ask her about that play. I'm sure she remembers it, and then I'll share it with us next month. But I don't know, Nance, you know, if it doesn't hurt anybody, if it makes the players sharper, I would love for the players to know the rules at the very least. However, I will say one more thing about that middle school play. It's a school. And, you know, amateur leagues compared to school leagues, I think there's a difference. I think that the schools, because they're offering education and creating better individual four-hour society, perhaps for that reason, because it was a school league, it really was not a good play. And also, perhaps not for the players themselves, but the coach who thought of this tactic. You know, I don't know if he was having fun, if he really wanted to score on this, if he was desperate. You know, I do plays with my team for different situations so we don't get caught in a dire situation and we have no idea what we're going to do. I have crazy plays. I have sure plays. I have long plays, short plays, and I have, you can imagine you're 3 yards from a touchdown. There's a special play so that, you know, it's nerve-wracking, everyone's scared, or everyone's really tense. And first of all, my teams know what play is going to happen, and we've practiced it many times. And I guess on a trick play like that, I guess I might be leaning towards your opinion, Nance. It probably was not appropriate. It probably was pretty sneaky. But again, I guess I'm not really that strong about it, you know. Again, I think it's a great example to explain to kids for that reason. Then you must know the rules and you must understand the rules. You know, sometimes it's not enough to just know the rules, but applying them, that critical thinking. So, okay.
You know, this discussion kind of reminds me of a play that my softball team used to do, and it was a special situation where if there were runners on first and third,
yeah,
and you were on the runner on third. If the runners are on first and third, and if the batter walked, if you were on third, you were supposed to start trotting to home plate once the catcher threw the ball back to the pitcher.
Uh-huh.
And invariably what would happen is the catcher would throw the ball back. She'd notice that you were trotting in, and she'd kind of look around because it made it look like you were being walked in, you know, forced in.
Yeah.
But really,
yeah,
you weren't, because it's open base. And
right.
We didn't get caught very often on it. So
huh?
It was just kind of that lapse, that mental lapse, you know, when a pitcher just walks somebody and everybody kind of, you know, they get frustrated and they kind of take a breath. And oftentimes that runner on third just kind of jogged in, and it was, you know, it was a score. It was a run.
Yeah. Okay, and I have another play that's kind of, it might be considered sneaky. I don't know. I was on softball. I was on first base, and the first base woman was playing very shallow, kind of like for a bunt, and even the second base woman was kind of out of place. But so I had all the room in the world. And we're playing with bunting and stealing, of course. This was college. And so I took a huge lead because there's no way, you know, when that pitcher throws the ball to first, there's no way she's going to beat me. I got her. And all of a sudden, boom, the ball thrown to first base. I turn around. The right fielder came in and got me. So that was a real surprise. But was that a tricky play? Do you think that was a tricky play? Huh?
I don't know. It could be.
Okay. But anyway, you know, sports should be played to exercise the body, to challenge individuals. And I think what we're talking about, whether it's sneaky or not, I think that certainly for sure, it definitely challenges athletes on a level and definitely keeps them on their toes. So, okay, listen, now we are almost, we got 2 minutes. I got some last-minute announcements, Dan, all right? Again, interject at any time. That's the way it goes when I'm on the other end of the phone. You have to just interject. Okay, so the IWFA is structuring regional tournaments across the United States. You know, we have our international tournaments, and we're building up USA tournaments. If there is any group out there that would like to host a sanctioned IWFA tournament to add to our 2011 list of competitions, contact the IWFA by November 30th. That's just 2 weeks. We want to know where we're going. We have a bunch already to make a greater competition for the U.S. And then also, any advertisers wanting to advertise with us on our radio show, you're more than welcome. Just contact us. I promise you, we offer very affordable prices. Again, the contact is, Nance, what's the email address?
IWFA@IWFFA.com.
That's right. And you're a tackle player. Good girl. Okay. So then we have the IWFFA is also sanctioning leagues beginning in 2011. And once you become a sanctioned league, you will receive huge benefits like liability for your league, insurance, medical insurance for your players, and these are free and part of your IWFA membership. You don't pay extra for it. So there's a lot that we can do when we all jump under one umbrella. And also, it is the sanctioned leagues that are invited to host our Kelly McGillis Classics. And you could host the 21st Kelly McGillis Classic in 2012. But these are just a few of the many benefits that leagues would benefit by becoming sanctioned IWFA. So think about it, and please, we encourage you to join us, and that's going to help us professionalize the sport too. So, and then, as a matter of fact, we have a survey out there, and we have a new link on our website for all the other surveys that we have been conducting. And we do that, Nance, to better communicate with our players and the teams. It's a great way to get feedback from them. So we have on our website, if you go to About Us, there is, you click on that, then on the fourth link down, it is surveys. And you can see the results from the past surveys. I'm talking about comments from other teams and players, and they're very interesting. We did a survey, by the way, for the $1,000. Should we offer $1,000 prize to the top teams for the Kelly McGillis Classic? And we did what the women wanted. So just go to that page. And I ask you now if you would go and fill out the current survey, which is about sanctioned IWFA leagues. So please go to that page, see the results of the other surveys, and give us answers to our current. And then also,
hey,
you know, Nance, we have in 2011, the IWFA takes its 2-month promotional tour across the United States, and this has been heavily requested from different leagues or different groups around the United States I have never heard of before. And so anyone wanting a flag football clinic to help us build up your league, start a league, start a team, just contact our office. So I just want to say that, remind everyone, Kelly McGillis Classic, the deadline is December 15th. I want to thank all the women, Nance. I want to thank you very much, and BJ. And I guess that's it. That's going to wrap up another IWFA radio show. If anyone would like a copy of this show, all you have to do is download from our website. And to contact the IWFA, again, email is iwffa@iwffa.com. Our phone is 888-GO-IWFFA. For international teams, you can't call a toll-free number. Our number is 305-293-9315. Nance, BJ, thanks very much. And everybody, have a happy Thanksgiving. Take care.